The Story of the Emperor's New Clothes. Once upon a time, there was an emperor who was very proud of his clothes. He paid no attention to his soldiers, he paid no attention to his people, but he paid a lot of attention to what he wore. He had a coat for every hour of the day. And if you went looking for the emperor, you could be pretty sure to find him in his dressing room, parading in front of his mirror. One day, two rascals came to see the emperor.
Your Majesty, we can weave the most unusual cloth. It is entirely invisible to anyone who is stupid or unfit for his job.
The emperor was very interested.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You mean only a smart person can see the cloth? Oh, my. That would be a fine cloth for me to have. Then I would know who was doing his job well. If he could not see my clothes, I'd know he was stupid and unfit. You must weave some of this cloth for me immediately. Yes.
So these two rascals, they were rascals because they did not tell the truth. It was just a plan they had to get jewels and money for themselves. Well, these two rascals asked for money for the finest silk and for fancy thread. But they didn't use the money for that. No, they just put it in their pockets and then sat there, pretending to weave. After several weeks had passed, the emperor went to see how they were getting on with the cloth. But when he looked at the loom, it was empty. He said to himself,
Oh, dear me. I can't see a thing. Can it be possible that I am stupid and unfit? Oh, my. I must not let them know I can't see the cloth.
And aloud, he said to the two dishonest men,
Oh, beautiful cloth. Yes, lovely pattern, gorgeous colors. You must each have a medal as a reward for such splendid work.
Now, of course, no one else in the emperor's court would admit not being able to see the cloth. So they all pretended it was the prettiest cloth imaginable. And when the rascals said the emperor's garments were ready, everyone agreed there should be a big parade and the emperor should wear the new clothes. So the night before the parade, the rascally weavers sat up until almost morning, pretending to put the finishing touches on the emperor's clothes. They sewed away in the air, with needles that weren't even threaded. And at last they exclaimed,
All is ready, Your Majesty.
The emperor still didn't want to admit he couldn't see the clothes. So he said,
Well, you just better help me get dressed.
And they did. They held up their hands in the air as if they were putting on his coat, and they pretended to help him put on his trousers. Then they laughed to themselves when the emperor started out for the parade in nothing but his underwear.
How easy it is to make people look silly, they snickered.
The emperor walked slowly through the streets, and all of the people pretended to admire his clothes, for each thought the other person could really see the clothes. But suddenly, a little girl's voice called out,
But he has nothing on!
And soon the whole crowd of people began to murmur, But he has nothing on! The emperor has nothing on! They realized then that they had been tricked, and only the little girl had been smart enough to tell the truth. And the emperor was so ashamed at having been fooled that from that time on, he paid more attention to business and didn't worry about fancy clothes anymore.